very difficult. I mean, we've kind of come to the decision that basically we only want the rights to one or two players like that at a time, and if they can come at the right time and they can help us, great. But we're going to, you know, plan on, you know, players that we know are going to be here most of the time. You know, one of the reasons we got into drafting some of these players is because, you know, for years we never had a lottery pick. And so, and when you're picking at the end of the draft, the players you could get overseas, like Sandrine when we drafted her, were far better talents than the players that were coming out of college into our draft. And, you know, with the 12th pick, it was a no-brainer for me to take somebody like Sandrine. The problem is you're now dealing with the other end of it, and it's very difficult. I mean, I know Brian Agler in Seattle is already worried about how he's going to do next year, even though, you know, his focus is on now. It's just something you don't look forward to figuring out. And I don't know what the answer is going to be for that. For us, we've clearly made a commitment this year to, you know, American players, and if we get lucky and over the next year or two we can add a great player that will commit to us, that's great, but it's not going to be our focus right now.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin' Internet Radio Show. If you like what you're hearing and would like to hear this interview in its entirety, go to www.wstrradio.com. There you'll find this interview as well as an archive of all the interviews I've done on the Dishin' and Swishin' show.